This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I. Fax is 866-419-3504. Regarding Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y, Topenberg, T like Tom, O, P, P like Paul, E, N like November, B like boy, E, R, G like golf. Date of birth 7/13/1941. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, and this is a consultation for Mrs. Topenberg, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels. She has had fluctuating creatinine levels that have been abnormal starting in March of 2021. Her creatinine levels were ranging between 1.0 and 1.2, with estimated GFR between 43 and 53. Then March 9th of 2022, creatinine was up to 1.3, and the estimated GFR was 39. At that time, her Bumex, 1 milligram daily, that she uses for congestive heart failure, was decreased to 6 days a week. She skips taking it on Saturday. And she has been extremely strict about limiting her fluid intake to 1 liter of fluid every 24 hours. And she also weighs herself daily, and she's been gradually able to lose weight and does not gain any fluid weight. She's been feeling much better. April 18th of this year, creatinine was back to a normal level at 0.8, and then all labs were repeated July 7th this year, and creatinine remains at 0.9, now again in the normal range. She's feeling better. She's very compliant with her congestive heart failure. She sees Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-I-E-K, on a regular basis for cardiology follow-up. She developed blood clot in her right lung in 2020 after she had COVID and pneumonia. She did not require intubation or ventilation at that time, but believes that her atrial fibrillation also started at that time. And she's been anticoagulated with Eliquis since those two conditions occurred. She does not feel palpitations. She never has chest pains, no excessive shortness of breath with exertion. She does not need oxygen. She does have sleep apnea and has a CPAP that she faithfully uses. Also, after COVID, she did develop wheezing, cough, and sees Dr. Obaid, who has subsequently diagnosed her with an asthma, a form of asthma. And she is stable on her inhalers and medications that he has prescribed for her. No headaches or dizziness, no syncopal episodes, no changes in hearing or vision, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She has had a history of ulcerative colitis, but no recent bleeding or diarrhea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She does have nocturia, 1 to 2 times per night, no incontinence, no urgency or dysuria. She does have cough and wheezing occasionally, but no excessive shortness of breath, no orthopnea or PND. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, glaucoma, asthma, congestive heart failure, persistent atrial fibrillation, a right pulmonary embolism in 2020 with COVID, osteoporosis, obstructive sleep apnea, ulcerative colitis, restless leg syndrome, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and she also had a milder case of COVID in 2020 this spring and took Paxlovid with relief. Past surgical history, she's had a hysterectomy, umbilical hernia repair times 3, and the third time she had a mesh put in, and that seems to have solved the problem. She had bladder sling surgery with mesh placement and a right hand trigger finger release surgery. Social history, she is married, lives with her husband who is present for this consultation. She is retired. She has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease. She also has a brother who is 10 years younger than she is and developed end-stage renal failure, which no one realized he had until he developed chronic renal failure. And he's currently on peritoneal dialysis in his home and is doing very well. Hypertension is also there's family history of hypertension, prostate carcinoma, glaucoma, and stroke. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Allergies, she's allergic to latex, penicillin, Vasotec, Zestril, Zocor, Zetia, and P-U-R-I-N-T-H-O-L, Purinthol. Physical exam, height is 60 inches, weight 214 pounds, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 124 over 70, pulse 73, and oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. She's alert and oriented, very cheerful, pleasant, and cooperative. Color is good. Neck is supple. There's no lymph adenopathy, no JVD, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart sounds are very distant, very difficult to hear, but she does have irregular heart rate, consistent with atrial fibrillation. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender, normal bowel sounds. Extremities, she's got no edema, brisk capillary refill, and dorsalis pedis pulse, 1 to 2+ bilaterally. No unusual rashes are noted. Labs. Studies, most recent labs were done July 7th of 2022. As previously stated, creatinine is normal, 0.9, albumin 3.9, calcium is 10, sodium is mildly low at 136, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 30, phosphorus is 3.2, intact parathyroid hormone is normal at 53.6, hemoglobin 15.2, normal white count, normal platelets. Urinalysis is negative for blood and negative for protein. The previous levels, 4/18 of 22, as previously stated, 0.8 creatinine. And the highest creatinine was 3/9 of 22 at 1.3. Although the abnormalities go back to February 23rd of 2021 with creatinine at 1.0 and estimated GFR of 53. Electrolytes, occasionally she has low sodium. 3/9 of 2022, sodium level was 135. And assessment, her last echocardiogram was done 12/23 of 2021. Ejection fraction was 60%. She had moderately dilated atria, mild left ventricular hypertrophy. She had a poorly seen thickened aortic valve without regurgitation and possible trivial stenosis. She had a degenerative mitral valve with mild to moderate stenosis and mild regurgitation noted. Assessment and plan, a history of elevated creatinine levels, most likely secondary to diuretic use and congestive heart failure, which appears to be well treated. I actually forgot the medication list. That needs to go after. I need to add medication list right after drug allergies. Okay, medications. Methotrexate, 400 milligrams, 3 capsules 3 times a day for the ulcerative colitis. Bumex 1 milligram daily, 6 days a week. She does not take it on Saturdays. Aldactone 25 milligram daily. Prilosec 20 milligram daily. Toprol XL 50 milligram daily. Estradiol 0.5 to 1 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Lumigan eye drops, one drop to each eye at bedtime. Eliquis is 5 milligrams twice a day. Flonase nasal spray to each nostril daily. Pro Air inhaler as needed. Singular 10 milligram daily. Duo Neb can be used every 6 hours as needed per nebulizer. And Butisanide 0.5 milligrams twice a day per nebulizer. Also, she takes magnesium, 64 milligram daily, Zyrtec, CoQ10, vitamin C, vitamin B complex, vitamin B12 sublingual, vitamin D, calcium and zinc, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Ocuvite eye vitamins. And then go back to assessment and plan. The assessment was elevated creatinine history, but now levels have normalized as of April 18th of 2022. And the last two levels were normal. We advised the patient that her labs should be checked every 3 months but per you, and she should continue to follow her low-sodium diet and limit her fluid intake to 1 liter per 24 hours. She'll continue to weigh herself daily. She will monitor for shortness of breath changes and edema. She's going to avoid all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. And we will keep her on standby for follow-up appointment. And if the creatinine level increases again, please let our office know and we'll get her scheduled for follow-up visit at that time. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP, Fresh Jose Fuente, MD.